With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to the channel. I hope you're all doing well. Now, today's entitled parent story is certainly one of the more violent ones that I've covered in the past few weeks or so. It starts off pretty standard, an entitled mum just trying to steal someone else's truck. We've seen it all before, but when she pulls a knife out, it gets a little bit more serious. Now, I've just got to say that thankfully nobody was seriously hurt during this incident and police were on hand to stop this woman going overboard and everyone was generally okay, but still, a very scary event. Let's get into the story. Entitled mother tried to take my friend's truck, stabbed him with a pocket knife when told no, and then the cops took her away, kicking and screaming. This is not my story, but that of a friend who authorized me to post it here when I asked him. For starters, my friend owns a blue 05 Dodge Ram 1500. It's not the most reliable model of truck, but he's kept it in dang good shape and left it looking stock, save for some aftermarket alloy wheels. He tells me he was willed the truck from his grandfather when he passed away 7 years ago. Caleb isn't a mechanic, but he learned how to do a lot of work on the truck himself. I even helped him redo the undercoating on it and buff polish the paints. This story takes place around 3 years ago. My friend tells me this was really the one and only time he's dealt with an entitled parent. He described her as looking like a teapot, short and stout. So from this point on, the entitled mother will be referred to as Teapot. For the sake of giving him a name, my friend in this story will be referred to as Caleb. Rewind 3 years, and our story begins at a local supermarket, whose name rhymes with Stormhot. I don't get why people don't just call it Walmart, by the way. They're not going to sue you, don't worry. Caleb always goes out of his way to try and get as close of a parking space to the store as possible, and on this day, he managed to do so. He went in and did the bulk of his food shopping for the next couple of weeks, and everything seemed fine. But of course, now comes the enter Karen part of this story. Caleb was pushing his cart out when he saw an older woman trying to force open the rear door of the canopy on his truck. Which is odd, because you could clearly see inside that he didn't really have anything of value in it other than a few tools. She didn't seem to notice him until he was super close and said to her, "Excuse me, what are you doing?" Teapot jumped back like lightning struck, but then quickly started playing the little old lady card. Though this woman was about 50 tops, she put her hand over her heart and said in an over-exaggerated way, "Oh dear, you shouldn't sneak up on people like that, young man." Okay, what are you doing though? "Well, I was just trying to get in my truck. I locked my keys inside by mistake and I can't get in." "Lady, that's not your truck." "Yes, it is. I just got it last year." "Oh really? Then what model year is it?" It's a 2010. Just look at how clean and new it looks." "No, lady, it's an 05. I know this because it's my truck." Caleb then produced the keys and pressed the button on the fob to unlock the door. He said Teapot first went white, then red with anger. It's pretty much full stereotypical Karen after this.
"Oh, well, listen here, you little idiot. You don't deserve a truck this nice. It'd be a lot better for someone like my son. He's a local college student, you know, and he needs a nice shiny vehicle like this to get around in."
"Are you loopy, lady? My truck isn't for sale. And even if it was, how much would you even give me for it?" Teapot started to look smug and pulled a checkbook from her purse. "I can give you $1,500 for it right now." Caleb facepalmed so hard, he said he hurt his nose. "Lady, my truck is worth several times that, and I've personally kept up with its maintenance for several years. There's no way in heck I'd take $1,500 for it. Plus, there's no way I'd hand over the title unless I was paid with cash. I do not trust checks." Teapot moved to get up in his face, which was funny because he was a full foot taller than her. She was about to speak when Caleb silenced her with a loud, "Don't even think about it, lady. My truck isn't yours for the taking. It never will be. Now, leave me alone so I can unload my groceries in peace and go home." He then did his best to try and ignore Teapot as she began screaming and saying she'd call the police. Caleb then just yelled back, "Well, call them then.
And she actually did. She pulled out an old flip phone and began fake crying while speaking with the person on the other end. Caleb finished loading his groceries and locked the truck because he wasn't about to drive off with police on their way. When the police arrived, Teapot actually flopped down onto the ground and started fake crying like a baby while flailing her arms and legs around and pointing at Caleb, screaming, "He knocked me to the ground and stole my truck, and then he said he'd come back later and hurt my family. Arrest him now." The two police officers that had showed up were an older man with a moustache and a younger one that Caleb said he guessed was a rookie, because the younger cop was immediately getting ready to aim his taser when the older one stopped him so they could assess the situation first. Caleb raised both hands and calmly stated that nothing Teapot said was true, and that she'd been harassing him since he caught her trying to break into his truck. Teapot, while still having a tantrum on the ground, yelled, "He's lying! Arrest him!" The rookie officer spoke with Teapot while the moustache one spoke with Caleb. Since he was so close to the store, Caleb stated that he bet that the security cameras picked up the whole thing. It was at that point that Teapot gave up on her act and started screaming like a banshee while running at Caleb with a small pocket knife she pulled from her purse. Caleb tried to back away and held his hands up, and the knife went right through his left palm, which he described to me as one of the most painful things he'd ever felt. She pulled the knife out and tried to stab him again when the rookie tackled her to the ground and tased her. Teapot flailed around and started screaming and sobbing like a baby. When she finally stopped moving, the moustached officer cuffed her while the rookie called for an ambulance. Teapot was loaded into the police cruiser, kicking and screaming, "Help! Police brutality! Someone help me!" Caleb was taken to the hospital to tend to the stab wound in his hand. It turns out he was actually incredibly lucky, as the knife had gone right between the bones, not damaging any tendons. Later in court, Teapot actually tried to plead not guilty, but the evidence against her was overwhelming, as she was charged with attempted murder, attempted grand theft auto, and a few other things. The judge sentenced her to be put in a mental facility, because she clearly was not well. As soon as that happened, Teapot flipped out and began trying to charge at the judge. But again, she was quickly grabbed by the guards and hauled out of the courtroom. Also, during the trial, Caleb met Teapot's son. Turns out he'd gone no contact with her as soon as he was old enough to move out, because she was the most controlling and overbearing mother you could imagine. Ever since then, she'd been trying to show up at his apartment and bring him nice things he suspected she'd stolen, just to try and get him to talk to her. I guess she figured that Caleb's truck would have gotten her back in her son's good graces or something. Now, despite happening a while ago, this story is only getting written now because Caleb decided to check up on Teapot by searching her name online. She's still at the mental facility, and he found out from her son through social media that she looks to likely be staying there for quite some time to come. Yeah, this story honestly just makes me sad because, you know, it's just a terrible situation for everyone involved. Obviously, OP's been stabbed, so not great for him. But in fear of you guys telling me that I'm being stupid here, I genuinely feel bad for the woman as well. It's so clear that she's not well. It's like, it's a shame that it's taken this long for people to understand that mentally she is just not in a good place. Really, there should have been a way that she should have gone to hospital or, you know, like a psych ward earlier than this. It shouldn't have taken someone being stabbed for people to understand that, you know, she probably was not in the best place and she seemed very, very ill. And also for her kid, like, imagine that upbringing, having to deal with this woman as your mother. Yes, she is mentally ill, but still, it's a lot of stress on him, and oh, it's a tough one. Honestly, I feel bad for everyone involved. OP, sorry it happened to you. Sorry that this mum is mentally ill and is looking for validation from her son, and I'm sorry that the son had to go through a terrible upbringing. It's a tough one. I feel terrible for all. And look, I know what you're all saying. This woman stabbed someone. Why are you being so nice to her? I'm not being nice. I'm just trying to be understanding and say that I don't think that she was in control of what was going on there. She is clearly in a terrible, terrible place. Does it excuse the fact that she stabbed someone? But she's now in a good place where she can hopefully one day recover and, you know, get over any mental illnesses that she has.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
has. And now moving on to our second story. I know who put glass in your ice cream, and it certainly wasn't the staff. Many years ago now, I had taken my friends out to dinner at a friendly sort of restaurant. If you catch my drift, I don't, but I'm sure you'll explain. They serve greasy American food and a whole bunch of ice cream. Guys, if you're in America and you can fill me in on what that reference is to, comment down below, I don't get it. But anyway, on with the story. My friends were a couple with a baby, and we were all seated one table over from a group with a family that consisted of both parents, and I want to say three kids, who were so off the wall, they seemed more like five, and one infant. Clearly, this family instilled discipline using loud volume at home, which doesn't really work in a public setting like a restaurant. The kids were very obnoxious and very loud all through their meal. So the dad decrees that only the parents will be getting ice cream because they're the only ones who behaved. I will say in the parents' defense that they did try and keep control over their hellions. Lots of glares promising this discussion isn't over, that particular parental tone that one has when one would really love to yell but obviously can't because they're in public. But once the ice cream had hit the fan, even those techniques were not coming close to restraining the kids any longer. They actually take their protest mobile. Now they're running around the restaurant, being a gigantic pain in the butt. One of them actually bumps the high chair my friend's infant was in, and Monkey, the baby, went from peacefully snoozing to furious at the whole world. At this point, the mother ups her game and starts whacking her glass sundae dish with her metal spoon to get the kids' attention, and using the bell-like tone to draw the kids' attention so they know what's coming if they don't get back and sit down. It works, and the kids eventually come back, and the mum takes a bite of ice cream. Then she gets a look on her face like she went to fart and got a surprise, and clasps both hands over her mouth, running to the bathroom. She comes out a few minutes later and whispers to the father what happened. And at that point, the few frayed bits of control he had over his temper just dissolve. He starts screaming bloody murder about the restaurant trying to kill the mother, how he's going to get this whole place shut down. The waitress comes over to see what exactly is going on, and she's blown aside and left sobbing in his dust. He is slowed briefly by the manager, and the guy homes in on the poor sap scooping ice cream. He grabs the front of his uniform and actually lifts him up off the floor with one hand, which I didn't actually think was a thing people could do. But the father was a large man, and the poor kid scooping ice cream was rather scrawny. Two other guys from the kitchen see what's happening and grab the father, because holy heck, this isn't a movie. They're at least successful in preventing the father from punching the poor kid, and the imminent violence ceases when the mother shouts, "I'm bleeding! We need to go!" The father drops the kid, shakes off the two dudes who'd grabbed him, and the whole family skedaddles before the police arrive, promising to sue. The waitress, the manager, and the kitchen folks all have a brief huddle, trying to figure out what the heck all that was about. The father was furious enough to sound incoherent, and no one knew why the mother was bleeding. The police arrive at the front of the restaurant, and the manager goes out to talk to them, while our poor waitress gathers what few shards of dignity she has and asks how we'd like to pay for our meal. I go to hand her my debit card and say, "That was something else, huh? I don't know how that guy didn't realize that she was the one who broke her own dish and put glass in her ice cream." The waitress freezes when she hears this, my card in hand, and asks me to repeat myself. I do, and she zips over to the manager and the cops, who walk over to me. I relate everything I saw, and the manager thanks me to an uncomfortable extent, and asks for contact information just in case they do decide to sue. I get my card and the bill, and found out the manager had comped our entire meal and given us each a free ice cream card to be redeemed whenever. I actually got a few phone calls about a year later from lawyers on both sides. The plaintiff's counsel sounded morose after hearing from me, and the defense's counsel sounded positively gleeful. Oh mate, I can completely understand why the restaurant and the manager are so happy that you've come up with this, because I'll tell you what, think about it from the manager's perspective, you have just saved that company, that restaurant, so much hassle, money, aggravation, stress, anxiety. A free meal is the least he was going to give you, mate. You've just saved them massively. Like, imagine if you actually hadn't said anything there and they genuinely thought that there was actual glass in this lady's ice cream that they had caused. They'd be screwed. The lawsuit, everything, the money, it would have been terrible for them, and they would never have known that it was actually her that caused it because there was no evidence. So they would have been absolutely screwed. You've saved them so much, more than you could ever imagine. Well done to you for stepping up and, you know, saying what really happened. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/Entitled Parents. Really hope you have enjoyed it. If you didn't see the other day, I actually released another movie, another Entitled Parents movie, right here on screen. I know you guys love them, so if you want a lot of videos compiled into one, go and check it out. Almost 2 hours of Entitled Parents content in that one video. So if you're bored and you want to chill out, whack that on, you'll love it. All right, see you tomorrow with another normal video.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.